We sit, we authors of our freedom, at the nexus of our reconsidered powers of reflection and action. Our bodies and minds are uniting, and our separations of space and time are coming together in their gathering arms. Prince was sent as the solution to Socrates and Jesus's and Alice's dilemma. Perhaps I should share again why I call it that. Quote from Karl Popper, and this is from our October 6, 2013 show. Quote, "But this moral intellectualism of Socrates is a two-edged sword. It has its egalitarian and democratic aspect, which was later developed by Antisthenes, but it has also an aspect which may give rise to strongly anti-democratic tendencies. Its stress upon the need for enlightenment, for education, might easily be misinterpreted as a demand for authoritarianism. This is connected with a question which seems to have puzzled Socrates a great deal, that those who are not sufficiently educated, and thus not wise enough to know their deficiencies, are just those who are in the greatest need of education. Readiness to learn in itself proves the possession of wisdom. In fact, all the wisdom claimed by Socrates for himself. For he who is ready to learn knows how little he knows. The uneducated seems thus to be in need of any authority to wake him up, since he cannot be expected to be self-critical." Unquote from Karl Popper, and this is from his chapter 7, The Principle of Leadership in the Open Society and Its Enemies, The Spell of Plato. And you can read that show, that October 6, 2013 show, by downloading from the tools menu of the Nason's website, the PDF, Reclaiming Our Leadership, Our Stolen Gifts to Establish a Future Based on Distributed Generation, The Waking Up Radio Conversations, and that's volume 2 of 3. All of these you can download as PDFs free. To which we replied that point of Karl Popper's summary of Socrates' dilemma, that the uneducated seem to be in need of any authority to wake him up, since he cannot be expected to be self-critical. To this we replied, I think the way out of this seeming dilemma of the need or not for authority is to recognize and to trust the authority of the earth, its power to recapture mistaught souls, the force upon our minds of that which feeds us is profound, and authentic judgment rests on being self-sufficient. And we're going to turn again to those thoughts, that particular thought, next week when we take up the fear that we would not be able to survive materially if we listen to our bodies. We have to talk about that. It's key. And I'm really hoping that all of my brothers and sisters, much, much more knowledgeable than me in the technology instantaneous communication, and also those much, much more knowledgeable than me in self-sufficiency technologies, like Earthships, decentralized power generation, whether that power is electrical or through the little mini generation plants, which we talked about when we looked at the book on Alcohol Can Be a Gas, the Bloom book. We have a whole huge collection now of resources that prove unequivocally that each individual can be self-sufficient. There is so much accumulated stuff. We can now let go any fear that there is not enough stuff for everyone to have their fair share of stuff. The challenge now is to rid ourselves of the mentality of power lust, to rid ourselves of those who sit on top of us and want to rule us, so that we can finally realize our moral nature of good, of truth. Now!
I'm on the set, freaks on the floor. The way about my name is too long to remember. I could tell you now, but we be here till next September. 3, it be like that, see. This ain't about the troopers tripping like they know they be. This ain't about this, that, what, where, or how. This about the freaks doing everything they wanna do now. By the system, she'd rather die. The rider raffle some big booty heifer getting by. On that booty, instead of doing duty, aspire to be higher, I admire, so I fire. Cause it's fire to be hungry than fat. Take it from this sister, y'all take it from that. It's fire to be hungry than fat. The ride up front is better when you've been in the back. That's a fact. This ain't about this, y'all, it ain't about that. This ain't about the booty moving, pumping the max. This ain't about this, that, what, where, or how. This about the freaks doing everything they wanna do now.
To bring more and more on board with this, and we'll be again talking about this next week, we need to have our ducks in a row, so to speak. That's a terrible metaphor, but we need to have done those who have the knowledge that all of us need for how we can ensure that everyone has shelter and food and clothing, right? The basics, beginning from Proudhon's point that there is no need for disappropriation of anyone. No one is going to lose anything. We will all gain our freedom by this. The earth is so abundant. Through the extreme abuse of us for millennia, the technology now exists that has led to the circumstance that more and more people are not needed by the system itself. And it's a very dangerous juncture, situation to leave in the hands of folks who have no moral compass. And we're not allowed to develop a soul, develop their souls as infants. But we're taught that might makes right. To allow these people to make the decision for us, for how to address what for their system is a problem, which is automation and the elimination of the need for vast numbers of us to work for them, to leave in their hands that situation is suicidal for us to do. All of us globally have to be the ones who decide what to do in this circumstance of extreme material abundance, which for them means we aren't needed, and which for us means it is long past due for our freedom. It is time for us to take that leisure, which is our so deserved due. So that means those who can persuasively document the resources that exist for us to create interconnected, self-sufficient villages so that everyone in the world can talk to everyone else, share with everyone else. We are going to need that social, that technology of social media to basically, as Kropotkin and Proudhon emphasize, sort of take the temperature of the existing and needed resources in the world. You know, our goal is wholeness, health, wellness for every human being. That means we use our gifts. That means leadership is reconceived. That means we all fall deeply into the challenge of using our reason, using our power of reflection to guide our hearts. That's the moment we're in. The moment Proudhon prophesied is here. So it's time for us to step up and make the case for all of our brothers and sisters that the design of this, thanks to Nikola Tesla, is easy peasy lemon squeezy, okay? Piece of cake, piece of pie. It's time for us to take back our lives.
Track, lick us, twist us, roll us in your mouth. Light us up and take a hit. Light us up and take a hit. Suck us till we're dry. And when we're looking like a roach, hit the lights. Before you say goodnight, though, let's make a toast, yo. This is